I'm going to give you three different scenarios where you've been invited to speak to them about these three different kinds of groups, and I want you to tell us what you would tell them.
Okay.
First group would be a group of children in a school, ages anywhere from 8 to 15. And the teacher says, you know, I've got a psychic coming in. His name's Joseph Jacobs, and he's going to talk with you all today. What would you tell these kids?
I'd tell them that all of us are psychic and that you can develop your sensitivity and by listening to yourself, by watching people, by tuning into the quiet self and maybe listening a little bit less to loud radio music and their iPods. I think that's what I would tell them.
The next group you're invited to speak before is at the United Nations, and you've got an ability to talk to every country's leader. What would you say?
I'd say we're all in this together. I'd say the Hindus among you know that that we're playing a drama. But if you buy into the drama and if you realize that we're or perceive us all to be different, to be enemies, and to find fault with the other and to demonize the other, we won't get anywhere. But if we see that we're all in it together, we can create a world not with one government. I don't think we'll ever have one government. We can't even have one city in peace. I mean, there are, within cities, within countries, there's the north and the south and the east and the west, the blue states and the red states. But we can still all say that we're all part of humanity and that we need to take care of God's gift to us, which is this planet.
I hate that, by the way, red states, blue states. I hate colorizing anything like that.
I know, but
I just don't like these categories.
But I think even within each of us individually, there are conflicts. And when you have two people, you have conflicts that expand. And those conflicts exist, but that we have to get beyond that.
So what do you do if one of these leaders says, hey, Joseph, flip the cards over. What do you see for me?
I'd say privately.
Yeah, really. The last group you're invited to speak before kind of like grabs you. They're extraterrestrials. And they're looking throughout this planet for one person that they can talk to, and they grab you, and you're up there in their spaceship, and they're going to let you back down, but they said, Joseph, you, in whatever way they use their telepathy, I guess, what would you tell them?
God, that's one of my fantasies.
Is it really?
In fact, I was afraid to quit smoking because I thought that I maybe my smoke was keeping them away from from abducting me.
You want to get abducted?
Hmm.
You want to get abducted? Huh?
Well, I wouldn't mind communicating with them.
Well, you've got a chance now.
And I may have. I would say, you know, come down and meet with us. Meet with those of us who will accept you. Teach us. And help us unify and work together.
And what would you do if they said, Joseph, most of your leaders are us? You never know.
No, what they might say is, we've already talked to your leaders.
Yeah, and we've decided to leave.
Yeah.